Today we will start with our little seminar. It is, I think, quite important, the subject matter. It's about finding our own path in life that is really our own path and not a copy of someone else's path. And I think some of us are still looking for that path. And those who have found the path might still look for, you know, really some security, some confirmation. I think as we move into the next year 2025, not so many things will remain the same. And if we don't know exactly where we belong, what is our true path, we might become a little bit ruffled or shaken. So our seminar will be about this and in the morning. Let me start with the Jayarada Madhava. And Gauri is all attentive, I can see. Jayarada Madhava Kunyavi Madhava Kunyavi Adi Kopi Jana Vallabha Iri vara dari Gopi jana pallava Iri vara Yasoda Nandana Praja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Praja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanacha Jamuna Tira Vanacha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hai bol, hai bol.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada Sila, Prabhupada. Jaya Gaura Nithai, Jaya Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Jaya Gaura Nithai.
Hare Krishna. I actually wanted to start, I'm sorry I say this a little late, our lecture series with a beautiful song that attracts Krishna's attraction. It's the Gopi Gita, the Gopis' songs of separation. Is it possible to project it? Oh, wonderful. We can leave this picture a little. You can see here the beautiful gopis of in Vrindavan, the most dear beloved of Lord Krishna. And they are walking through the forest. They are all in one direction. They are searching for the Lord of their hearts, Lord Krishna. I think you are familiar with it. The gopis had been called by Lord Krishna to come into the forest for the Rasa dance performance, but then Krishna had left them and disappeared. He first went with Radharani alone, and then he also left Radha. And the gopis, not knowing what to do, how to find Krishna, again, began to sing this beautiful song, the Gopi Gita, which we want to sing, where they are requesting Krishna to please be visible to them. They say to him, "Your absence kills us. Please don't kill us. You have stolen our hearts, and if you are now not appearing before us, then we don't know what we will do in our life." And they say, "You have protected us so many times from poisoned water that was contaminated by Kaliya, from the terrible man-eating demon Agasura. You have protected us in the past from the rain flood which was sent by whom? Indra." "Yes, yes. You have created us from the raging windstorm demon." "Who was that?" "Trinavata." "Yes. From the fiery thunderbolt of Indra, from the bull demon." Who's the bull demon in Krishna's pastime? Arishtasura. Exactly. "Now where we are dying in separation from you, will you not similarly, like you did in the past, come and protect us?" And they say, "Please do not neglect us." This song has deep significance for the devotees. We in some ways were also called by Krishna. We felt the calling to become a devotee, but still searching for Krishna. Would you agree, Radha Kriba? Radha Kriba has just gone for, I think, 30 plus days around Braj, and with the Braj Manda Parikram, and I think others were also there. And the whole idea of this 30 days walking on foot through Vrindavan is to search for Krishna, really. And I think similarly, all of us are in a way searching for Krishna. We are convinced of the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, but what we need now is an experience of Krishna. Would you agree? Yes. Otherwise, it is all theory for us. So here you find the gopis searching for Krishna in the forest of Vrindavan and singing this very beautiful song, which we will sing now. Jayate tedikam janmana braja shrayata indira shashvat atrai. Please, all of us. Jayate tedikam janmana braja shrayata indira shashvatatrai. Daita drishyatam dikshutavakas Dvaitrita Savas Tvam Vichinvate Udaita Dreshyatam Ekshuta Vata Dvaitrita Savas Oh beloved, we have been searching for you in all directions. Please be visible to us. And they continue, and please sing along with me. You know the melody now. Shararudashaye Sarujatasa Sarasijodaya Shimushandrisha. And we go up now. Suratana Benediction. Giver of benedictions, are you now killing us by not being there for us? So they sing like this. What is Jai Gopal? Please, now let's sing the third verse. Vishajalapaya Yala Rakshasa Vashamaruta Vaidyutanala Om Rishamaya Atmaya Vishvatobaya. A little louder, please. Rishabate Vaya They say, O greatest of all, you have saved us repeatedly. Now that we are dying of separation from you, won't you save us again by revealing yourself? And then they sing, please everyone. Nakalu Gopika Nandano Bhava Akira Deina Antarate Vigana Shatito So after appealing to Lord Krishna that please know that the fire of separation is burning us alive, please appear now. They are also, because they are very close to Krishna, they are saying, we think you are not the son of the gopi Yashoda, because Yashoda is just so kind all the time, and so sensitive to the suffering of others, but you seem to have given up your family line. You are not sensitive. You are actually the indwelling witness in the hearts of all embodied souls. In other words, you see what is going on with us. You know how sad we are. And in this way, they try to nudge Krishna. Nudge means to move him forward, to influence him, to manipulate him subtly. Please appear before us. My dear devotees, there is this amazing part of Prabhupada's teaching that deserves more of our attention. For now we will put the song of the gopis to rest, but we will continue tomorrow with another set of four verses. But I wanted to say, once we had developed a doubt about one particular song which we sing during Ratha Yatra, Jagannatha Swami Nayana Padagami Bhava Tumi. In this song, the devotee asked Lord Jagannath, kindly be visible before our eyes. So Prabhupada had said in the past, don't try to see God, but act in such a way that he sees you. Yes, you please become qualified. So now the devotees were saying, but Prabhupada, there's this song which everyone sings, qualified or not, where they ask the Lord to appear before the eyes. Is that bona fide, that song? Is it a good song? And Prabhupada said, unless you see Lord Jagannath, how can you continue with your devotional service? So here, he does what he so often does. He says, he alerts us in one direction. He always said we must be qualified and work on our quality. But then he also stresses the other part, that is, we must have an experience of Krishna consciousness. For that, many of us have gone to Vrindavan on sacred pilgrimage. And yesterday I talked with one devotee. He was very nervous to tell me his experiences, but he spoke with a face that was red, with excitement, that in Vrindavan he felt so close to Krishna. It is a necessary part of our devotional life to have an experience of Krishna. And I think we often do not go deep enough in our Krishna consciousness, and because we are just trying to fit in and find our place, but not our relationship with Krishna. And then we cannot go on happily in our lives. So I want to talk, therefore, about this one thing. We have a slide for you prepared, where there is a path in the forest, which is find your authentic path. see. Also, you are in the forest, but not in the Vrindavan forest. You are in the forest of the material world. It's described in the fifth canto, if you're interested how that is. And you need to find your path through your personal forest, the areas where you don't see clear, and so on. Therefore, there is some similarity, but of course the gopis in Vrindavan and we here in the Bavarian forest or in the Nationalpark, national park of Maya, you know, there's a little difference. So finding your path is something that Krishna has spoken about in the Gita twice, two times. Krishna usually does not repeat himself in the Gita, but there are two verses where he says exactly the same. Please, as I read the verse, read it on the board. It is far better, Krishna says, to discharge one's own dharma, svadharma. Prabhupada says here prescribed duties, even though faultily, than another's duties perfectly. Destruction in the course of performing one's own dharma or own duty is better than engaging in another's duty, for to follow another's path is dangerous. When you're not authentic, my dear devotees, when you are not on your own path, that's always dangerous. Although you may get the accolades means the praise of the world, you don't get the praise of God for this. You have not found your own dharma, and this is in the, I want to chant this verse with you. So we will go now directly to the Sanskrit verse and chant it together. Shreyan Svadharma Viguna.
Shreyan Svadharma Viguna.
Maradama Svanushtita. Svava niyatam kama.
Svava niyatam karma.
Kuvannabnoti kilbisham.
Kuvannabnoti kilbisham.
This is actually the second time in the Bhagavad Gita. The first time we have just seen in Sanskrit, it's far better to discharge one's prescribed duty, one's dharma, even though faultily, than another's duty perfectly. And the second time, Krishna makes an important point. He says, it is better to engage in one's own dharma or occupation, even though one may perform it imperfectly, than to accept another occupation or dharma and perform it perfectly. This is, Sanskrit is absolutely identical. But now Krishna puts another emphasis. He says, dharma prescribed according to one's nature are never affected by sinful karma. In other words, when you follow your own path and there is some mistake happening, which it will, because we are in this world. No, no bad karma for you. No reaction, because you are following your Dharma. It's an amazing point, no? Of course, I can imagine if you kill someone or do something like that. We speak here not about heavy crime or heavy things. It's so important. In London, I told my audience that when I lived in Berlin town, I sometimes needed a little piece to answer my mail. At that time there was not so much internet, so I would have two huge bags of letters that were sent to me, and in order to answer them, I went into an apartment which one Dr. Das, one very nice devotee, an established engineer, he has left his body by now. He had a big villa and he had one apartment which he gave for guests. So I was staying for one day, the whole day in the apartment, and answered my two bags of letters. Now next to me lived his daughter, who had not found her Dharma. Every evening at around 7 o'clock, she would come into the apartment. Then I would hear her scream. It really sounded spooky. And then she threw the furniture in her apartment against the wall. It was really scary. So I knocked and said, after watching this for quite some time, I collected my courage. I knocked at her door and said, excuse me, can I help? Is everything all right? And she excuse me. And then she opened the door, and there she was. I said, I hear you whenever I'm here. I'm your neighbor here, the guest of your father. I hear you screaming and throwing furniture. Is something troubling your mind? Yes, she said. I wanted to become a violinist in the Berlin Philharmonica. I said, I also played the violin. I wanted to become a violinist. My father forced me to become a doctor. Wrong moment to laugh. Please concentrate. This is not about jokes. This is very serious now. My father forced me to do something that was not really in my talent. I was giving up my Dharma to be a musician to follow another path which was not true. And I'm so angry, I'm so frustrated. Don't laugh now. My life is ruined. And I thought, well, she is explaining what Krishna says, to follow another's Dharma is dangerous in the first verse. So even if she, as let us say, she would become a violinist, presuming that this is her Dharma, and she would make a mistake on the violin. It was a mistake. It would be not a problem, because she's rightly situated and moving forward. My dear everyone, authenticity of following your own Dharma is so important. This poor lady, I even know her name, but I will not tell her. It starts with D. This poor lady is just ruining her life, and I don't know, she had mental problems eventually because she was on the wrong path. What does authenticity, which is a modern word, mean? Let's define this a little. It's the quality of being real or true. And more specific, not a copy of someone else. No, I would try to be like Gokrishna. I would be a copy. It would not be authentic. No? It means also to be genuine. Genuine is a... Those of you who know English know there's a subtle difference to real or true. And it means true to one's own personality, spirit, or character. Mm-hmm. This is what authenticity means. And my dear everyone, every one of us has their own personality, has their own spirit, has their own character, and therefore their own authentic path. Why do people feel so conflicted nowadays and are not able to follow the Dharma? Would you say, would you have some idea? Why can't we be real? Yes.
Financial considerations.
A job is not... yes, you may not get enough money. Mm-hmm, yes.
Social media.
Looking at others' life, and others' life is more valued. You are more valued when you are doing such and such than this. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I said social pressure.
Social pressure. Yes, also.
Peer pressure.
Sometimes parents, they say, parents, if you are in London and you come from Gujarat, you must be an accountant or a dentist. These are the two options you have. Not devotee parents, we speak of other parents. Our Mataji, Jenny? Self-doubt. Yes, self-doubt. Yes. Sometimes we are not clear about our own Dharma. Yes. Yes.
Lack of faith.
If I do this, my God, I will fail. Yes, Manjula Mani. Lack of proper guidance from childhood, how to find one's Dharma. Manjula Mani once told me that her mother, who was a teacher in Denmark, is she still with us? Oh, she is with us, good. She had an interesting look on education. Whenever the child did something wrong, she didn't say anything. But when the child did something right, she said, oh, so good. And in this way, the child knew, if I say do something right, my mother will give me attention and return to me. If I do something wrong, my mother will not, will just not speak to me. So this is a good guidance for a child to do something right. What I wrote down is something similar to you. Fear of, we are not enthusiastic to find our own path, because we are afraid of disappointing expectations in us. A big one is this one, which happens in spiritual communities also. Fear of being judged. No, oh, someone will talk bad about me. And the third, I thought, fear of one's inner demons. Here I thought of, you know, if you're unsure, if you're uncertain, if you're, and so on and so forth. These, and, but you brought so many nice things to the table. My dear devotees, my dear friends, my dear who are listening now, I will say something now which will disturb you very much. Fasten your seatbelt. If we are afraid to find our own Dharma and to act upon our own Dharma, because we are afraid of disappointing others and being judged, no? What we often do is we just try to fit in to some, in some circles, and we pretend to be someone to please others. This, when I was young, I just felt my life is different. I should do something to help people, but I didn't know what. So, because I did not know that I should become a monk, a devotee, and do what I'm trying to do now, I somehow tried to fit in, because I did not want to disappoint the expectations in me. You must know I come from a family which tried to be very cultured, educated, you know, there, and they expected me to be the same. So they bought me a theater pass where I could go to all the theaters in Hamburg for free and attend Shakespeare, Peter Handke, you know, all the big plays which an educated, cultured German needed to know in the theater. But when I looked in the theater, I tried to fit in, but to please my parents and others. But one day I decided, I'm not like this. This is, they are so much an illusion, these upper class Germans. They're so proud of knowing a little Shakespeare. You know, any fool can learn this. They are so, thinking they are the upper class of society. So I dressed in my jeans when I went to one of the theater plays. That's forbidden. Everyone looked at me. Yes, I said, I'm not trying to fit in any longer. I don't think you're on the right path. And they began to, oh my God, they looked really bad on me. This is, I think, in other, this is a harmless example, but I have seen many times those who come in contact with Krishna conscious movement, they just try to fit in, but there are things which are not themselves. You know, they are not, this is not themselves. For instance, dress code. It may not be everyone's thing. Prabhupada said this to my own father when my father said, I could never dress like that. He said, you can become Krishna conscious in your suit and pants. No problem. No? So I hope I don't, didn't write. I still think when we go into the temple, we should dress in dhotis and zari, a devotional cloth, and not in short shirts and so on. This is, I think, important. But not everyone of you may do what I do. I only go in this dress. I like it. It has become, it's very comfortable. When I'm fat, the dhoti is fitting. When I'm slim, the dhoti is fitting. It's really a dress for all physical situations. I can't imagine anything more practical now. But it may not be everyone's cup of tea to go everywhere on an airplane and in a hospital and wherever you go like this, no? As different to just trying to fit in is finding your place or where you belong. When you just try to pretend to be someone you are not, you will be always disturbed inside. If you have found your true path in life, and you feel you're part of something that is so big, like oh, I'm serving God, and so on. You feel a belonging. So this is what happens when you find your Dharma. Would you like? I've attended a lecture of Ghanesyam Priya, who's dealing, who makes a difference between fitting in and belonging. When you try to fit in, you pretend to be someone else to please others. When you have a sense of belonging, you have the courage to be yourself and find your natural connection. When you try to fit in, you just try to follow the crowd. When you have a sense of, let me find my place in life, you know your place in the crowd and are not afraid to be yourself. When you just find, try to fit in, and this is the trade-off, you're often not feeling confident to be open and to reveal your mind, and to be at times vulnerable. You're swallowing a lot, in other words. When you have found your place, you're not afraid to explain and present your thoughts and ask for feedback even, because we do make mistakes, all of us. So now the big question in the room, for those who have not dulled their mind and just think about when is breakfast, the big question is, can you please tell us how to find our authentic path? And here, the screen will become blank for a moment. Only for a moment. Do you feel this is a good question? Why do you feel this? You want to find your place in life, no? Belong and be sure. I now wish you to listen very attentively, because what you will hear is someone speaking from a life, I mean, I'm not dead yet, but I'm a little old now, a lifetime of experience. It is admittedly not easy. Is this Ananya Bhakti there? No, not there. I know one very nice young devotee who says, don't know, should I become an actress or should I become maybe a Mataji in the temple? deity room pujari? Should I study this or study that? Should I remain? I'm now leaving the person. I'm asking a few questions. Should I stay single as a brahmachari or a single person? Someone may be single but not a brahmachari. Or should I marry? What is better? Should there be children or no children in the marriage? Should I live in India, in Vrindavan, or in North Germany? Where is my authentic path? Where exactly should I walk in life? Well, some say I just asked my guru. I've spoken to many of you who have asked your guru, and you feel, yes, Guru Maharaj knows about spiritual things, but he doesn't know if I should study mathematics or physics. He has told me I must find this out from my mentors. He has told me he is in charge of my spiritual guidance. Not finding my Svadharma in the... My dear devotees, we will get from our tradition many hints, and our gurus will at times speak about finding our Svadharma. They will be able to help us to not make the biggest mistakes and so on. But listen now very carefully. Your Svadharma will appear very clearly before you when you begin to search for it and walk in whatever you know now. That is what you do. You don't hesitate to do it. And then the next step will appear. It's a little bit like walking. You never get out of the house of confusion if you don't make one step before the door, which you know is to be done, and that will tell you where is my next step, and that will tell you your third, fourth, fifth, and thousandth steps. Ways appear, in other words, by walking them. And once Lord Brahma, the creator of the universe, came to the Lord and said, how can people find their Dharma? And the Lord gave a beautiful, beautiful answer, which I feel if you understand it, you will easily find your Dharma. He said, it all starts with the Dharma of the mind. We will have a slide for you. Because whatever good and bad is created in the mind, and whatever is created in the mind, it affects your speech and your actions. Do you agree? When you are convinced of something, you will speak about it and you will act accordingly. So if you want to find your Dharma, start with your mind. And there are three qualities which the Lord says which we should cultivate. The first is Shraddha or faith. In the 17th chapter of the Gita, he says the living entity is made out of Shraddha. Shraddha maya yam purusho. No? That is, we always have to have some faith in something. No? If I wouldn't have faith that I should sit here and give this lecture, I wouldn't sit here and give this lecture. If someone doesn't have faith that, yes, if he that he should go into the temple and for a moment forget his education and learn his spiritual education, he will never do it. And if that person has not faith after some time, well, perhaps I should learn to become a good dentist or a doctor or this or that. You need faith. You need to cultivate faith. The whole palace of bhakti rests on the fundament of shraddha, of faith. Your whole life which you lead must be resting also on faith, not just bhakti, but what you do. This is very important. The Lord explains why it is to Brahma, why it is necessary to be faithful. He says, the faithful is concentrated in what he does. He has no doubt. He is approved by God. Oh yes, you have your faith. The Lord helps. And he's respected by wise men and ladies, and he obtains knowledge because he is on one path, my dear devotees. He doesn't jump back and forth. He is faithful. This is what I do. So he can grow, he can learn, he can become wise. For the faithless and doubting soul, there is no peace. The next point the Lord asked us to cultivate is dhriti, which means determination. It comes immediately out of faith. The determined person is always satisfied, the Lord says, and he never deviates from the path of Dharma. He's not deluded by pleasure or troubled by some pain, you know. He stays on the path. He doesn't go left to senseless pleasure, and he doesn't go to the other way. He doesn't avoid his dharma. Someone who is determined is also not troubled by anxiety. Who is in our scriptures the example of determination? Dhruv Maharaj, yes. When he was persuaded, when Narada Muni came and said, oh, you're a child, you are here in the forest performing austerities, you're just too young for this, better go home. He said, no, you go home if you give me this advice. Dhruv. You know, in an Indian marriage, I was there for one real Indian marriage, a traditional Indian marriage. I have never gone again. It took 3 days, day and night, you know. In the morning, the wife went with her husband-to-be. They were still in the process of marrying. It was pitch dark, and showed him a star. The star was the Dhruva star, the North Star, and she said to him, I wish you to be as fixed in your marriage and in your life as this Dhruva star. Yes, determined. Mm-hmm. And the next, last thing the Lord asks us to cultivate in our mind, you will like this, is prasada, or kindness. It's not food here, it's kindness. No, to be kind means you don't harass others, you support others, or encourage them at least. And you also don't envy them. You are free from greed for wealth, and someone who is kind lives joyfully in this world. It's you who suffers when you are angry to someone. It's you who suffer when you are envious of someone. And it is you who light a candle of joy in your heart when you are kind. And that light which you have lit in your heart, a candle of a kindness where you're not judgmental and critical, that will light up the light of so many others. These are the things. If you live by these things, or let the Lord says like this, whether it is your nature or whether you need to endeavor to have these qualities, everyone who has these three qualities satisfies the Lord and is favored by him. Wonderful, no? And then when you are satisfying the Lord with these qualities, he will show you your way. There will be no question any longer. Your speech will follow your mind. You will be truthful in what you say, not to try to fit in. You will be affectionate to others and pleasing, but always truthful. And in your body, you will serve with an inner purity, and you will give to the world. You will contribute to your world your charitable acts. I've taken this from a scripture called Parama Samhita, the highest song, the highest Samhita, which tells you how to find your Dharma. It's so simple, isn't it? I mean, anyone can make a note. If you have a mobile telephone, you can make a photo and you can practice here. And you will see after some time, the steps of your path will be very clear in front of you. So I will look now how late we have. Oh, the morning is young. Is it true? It's 17 minutes to 9? Yeah. What do you all think? Any questions so far? Gaura Hari. I will soon continue you and become very spiritual. Don't worry, Gaura Hari. Yes.
Thank you, Guru Maharaj. Reflecting on this being honest in relationship of being a conditioned soul, I might feel I'm honest to do this or to do that, which is actually not maybe favorable for my own spiritual journey. So it might feel that it's not my real sense to do all those stuff that are mentioned in the scriptures. How do you balance this being yourself, but at the same time looking for transformation and being someone else?
wonderful. Yes, the Gaura Hari points out this problem that at the moment we are not ourselves. So if we follow that, try to find out, we might go somewhere. This same question I discussed with one devotee on the way to this lecture, and there are two types of comforts. One being comfortable in material life. One being comfortable, or the other being comfortable in spiritual life of Krishna consciousness. So to get from the false comfort in material life, which is only comfort for the body and the mind and not for the yourself, to get to the place, to get to the place of being comfortable in your real, true nature, Gaura Hari, there's only one way. It's called tapasya, austerities. We need to do something that brings us from this level to the other level. If we stay always the same, like that, we won't move from the material life to the spiritual life. I will read to you in the following tomorrow or the day after tomorrow a purport where Prabhupada said, in easygoing life and the perfection of human existence don't go together. It just doesn't go. Because with an easygoing, comfortable, material comfortable life, you are in the problem that you live your dream. And you are very often frustrated in the dream, as by now we all know. So austerities, tapasya, is the power by which we can move on. And I was telling today the devotee, I'm still very tired because that last day before coming here, I was so, had to do so much and more than I'm beyond my capability, and I went to bed. I didn't go to so late to bed, but I couldn't sleep the whole night. And then we did this journey from, we came all the way from Berlin, zhup, to Goloka Dham. That's a journey for Superman, you know. And I was tired, and I was late yesterday to go to bed. And then I thought this morning, now I'm old, I should sleep. But I thought, no, I want to serve the devotees. I want to do my best. I want to participate and so on. So I performed the austerity to get up and chant my rounds. I chant them where I am so that I'm not disturbed. And then this was an austerity. But now, if I ever thought, well, I'm austere, let me go barefoot to the temple, you know, like a sadhu, then that would be unnecessary austerity. You have to know, you have to distinguish between the austerity that is for a purpose of growing or the austerities which might be for your false ego. You know, I'm very austere. And be unnecessary. But the only thing which brings you from an to the next level is some austerity. Doesn't go without this. Just doesn't go without it. There is a circle. Bad times. Bad times. Then people understand to get out of bad times, I must put some endeavor. So then they go to endeavor. And this creates good times in their lives. But then they become lazy. When they become lazy, zoop, they again go back to bad times. I've seen this with our devotees. They join the movement. They become very, very, very serious and concentrated. They serve. They get up. Whoa! You know, and so on. And then everything moves up. Projects move up. Communities move up and so on, and then lazy, and then everything goes down again. So austerity or tapasya is what created this world. It also will bring you forward. Krishna, but it must be right, mature, not immature.
Yes. What? Ah. Wow. What happened? You can see. Hard times create strong people. The result is the strong people create what? Good times. Good times create weak people. And weak people create hard times. And so it goes. Hard times then create strong people. Strong people create good times. Can you follow, or is it too sociological for you? You can understand?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. This is so. Therefore, my dear everyone, we are just starting on our journey with the necessity to find your authentic path. You please know, at the moment, we are under the illusion, we are confused, and if we do everything that our confused mind tells us, will that be authentic? No, that's confused. So, yes. Anyone else? I saw our Prasida Nitai, no? Prasida Nitai. Yeah. How is faith created? There are two components, at least two components. The first is by knowledge, and the second is by experience. By knowledge, you know, I get a new dimension. That's what happens when we are studying the books of Srila Prabhupada. Wow, we see so many new points, and faith is generated. Hope is very often generated also during that time. But then there must be also experience. All this needs, however, a third component. Prasida Nitai, you need Sangha, association with strong people who are there on the path, who can tell you about their experience. And even when your experience is still growing, so to say, excuse me, please. You didn't hear that. Please. So then you have these strong people. So faith grows by Shastric study, by sadhana, spiritual practice where you make experience, and by sangha, being in the right sangha. I would like to say by sadhana and seva, you make experiences, 100%. And then sangha, by being in the right association. Bhui Jampabhu likes to tell the story that once when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave a darshan, the room was full with people who asked questions. So they all were satisfied and left. There were only a few brahmacharis. They were left sitting in the room. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, you are here. Do you have a question? The brahmacharis said, Guru Maharaj, we are afraid to ask our question. No, you ask your question.
They didn't want to speak because it was such a difficult question they had, such a disturbing question. No, you're here, I'm here, you asked your question. And they said, Guru Maharaj, we feel the process does not work. We are still the same after all these years, with the same problems. Wow. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who is known as the Lion Guru, became like the lioness, the mother of the small babies, and he only said one thing: it works. You will see. Just continue. And because he said it with so much clarity, with so much conviction, with so much experience also, was not in the theory he spoke, you know, you can see. They all felt, oh, thank you, Guru Maharaj, thank you. And went on and became great sannyasis in the movement of the Gaudiya Math. You know? So, Sangha is very important. In Sangha, more is transferred than just knowledge. Much more. Much, 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 much more is given to us in Sangha. So these give faith. No? Shastic study, sadhana and seva, and Sangha, here, being in Sangha. Mm-hmm. I think I saw hands up there. Yes, there is. Do I see correctly? Ananga Manjari? It's nice to see you. And Agastya, I saw this morning also. Mm-hmm. Yes. Agastya ist in the back, isn't it? I can't, Agastya, ich kann nicht mehr so in die Weide schauen, aus irgendeinem Grunde. Ja, gut. Yes, Ananga Manjari, please ask your question.
I was hearing how important it is to be honest, because, you know, that honesty, or let us say sincerity, is something which is very important to find a way to not fit in, but maybe belong somewhere. So to be sincere, it's helping us to discriminate if we are making the wrong decision just to fit in. But there are still also so many instructions like this, what you just said, tapasya, like this, which maybe one will get confused and choose the wrong decision for himself.
Mm-hmm. How to balance, yeah. If you don't mind, I will use my mystic powers now to enter your life and try to find out from what place this question is asked. I'm sorry, I don't. No, I'm not allowed to do this at the moment, so I can't. And you immediately know, bang, there's a wall. So I can, let me answer the question. There is something like independent loyalists in Krishna consciousness. We agree to the principles, we agree to Srila Prabhupada's leading position, but we are not so good to be always in a group, because for some reason our nature is we need to do things on our own.
There is a place for this. I do know that at the times when Srila Prabhupada was present, there were a few devotees, even very strong individuals, who were not fitting in the ISKCON model. And they did their own, but they remained loyal to Prabhupada. There is something like this also in communities. We may not be able to get along with certain directions in which a community develops. But this doesn't mean we go totally away. We are still loyal to the deities, to the leadership, but we do our thing. We carefully find where we can contribute, and other areas we may do our other programs. No, that is permissible. That is okay. That is natural. To be truthful, what the Lord did, he speaks, truthfulness is a quality of the speech. So you should be truthful, but you should, what you have to say should be affectionate and pleasing. These two things, not offensive, not creating turmoil and rattle everyone. No, truthful, but affectionate and pleasing. This is why we disciples of Prabhupada, you know, he sometimes said things to us. He said things like, Krishna didn't send me any first class disciples. He said things. He meant us. He didn't mean someone else. Oops, the guru tells you, you are low class. But it was always with affection and pleasing, and therefore we endeavored to become better. No? If you are not affectionate and pleasing in your talk, you destroy. If you are affectionate and pleasing, you build up when you talk truthfully. No? And who knows, sometimes our truth may not be everyone's truth. That is there. No? But there is a place for everyone. I remember we had a very important Vyasa Puja ceremony of Srila Prabhupada in next to Giriraj, the Bhaktivedanta Ashram, it's called, as far as I know. And Jayadvaita Maharaj spoke first, and then other Maharajas spoke. And so on, and about Prabhupada. And you know what we found out after all the verbal contributions had ended? We found out one thing, Anand Gamanjari, that we felt Prabhupada's movement is like a big ship going over the ocean, and on the ship are different cabinen, how do you say, cabins, where everyone can fit it somehow. No, you just have to look for your cabin, where it says Ananga Manjari and Agastya. Maybe he needs a little neighboring cabin, but also his own cabin. You know, we are human beings, and so on. I'm very, very convinced that there is this spirit of and knowledge of giving everyone their cabin, so to say, so that they can, where they can belong, and not just try to okay, I'm going with you in your cabin, but it may not be. And mature leadership tries to see how there is everyone, a place for everyone, and I think our community, which has gone so many times,
has such mature leadership where through discussions one can find out where is the place where one can contribute. But it's not good to go away and not do any seva, not have any sangha, because then we are left alone to our own mind and we are becoming sad and so on. It's a balance. I hope I have answered your question, Anangama. Yes, but I didn't yet use my, anyways, I don't have any mystic potencies. I'm just have some sensitivity, that is all. Good. So let me now look at the wristwatch secretly. Yes. There's one thing I wanted to say, but because my dear devotees, I have spoken about the authentic path in relationship to what we should do in this world. This is called Svadharma, one's occupation with which one is born. I have spoken about this. I will speak from tomorrow on finding our authentic path on the spiritual side, no? On, as devotees of Krishna, not just our Dharma, no? So I'm just, it's a seminar. Part one, part two, part three will be there. Good. So I will end here my presentation. I wish you all the best. I hope it was inspiring for you. Hare Krishna.
Sri Satchidananda Swami Maharaj ki.